Senator Onstad for joining us. And if we could ask Senators Runner, Corbett, Flores, Kuhl, and Lowenthal to join us in room 112, would appreciate that. The one bill we have is Senate Bill 1760, Senator Parada. And if we could ask the author or his representative to join us in room 112, we would appreciate that. Once again, room 112. Thank you very much. Once again, we'd like to ask absent members to join us in the Senate Committee on Environmental Quality. We have a subcommittee of three, and we'll, without objection, we'll go ahead and hear testimony on the measure before us from Kip Lipper representing Senator Parada's office. We have a letter for that purpose, and obviously we can't take any formal motion or action until we have established a quorum, which we'll do as soon as our fourth member joins us. And Mr. Lipper, if you wouldn't mind, why don't you go ahead and present on Senate Bill 1760.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members, and thank you for holding this hearing. Mr. Chairman and committee members, there are five different agencies and about $400 million a year spent from various funds for the purposes of energy, climate, clean fuels, and other related technology. That's just state funds. There are federal funds. There are private endowments like the British Petroleum Endowment to the UC system. $400 million of public state money invested. But there is no single coordinated function to ensure that those investments achieve the objectives that the Senate and the governor and the legislature as a whole have articulated with respect to clean technology, renewable energy development, and the like. Senator Parada's SB 1760 attempts to put a framework around those funds to ensure that the state of California is getting the deliverables necessary to achieve the climate and energy goals that the state has articulated. The bill codifies something called the Climate Action Team, which is already an entity created under executive order by the governor and referenced in statute but not explicitly created, as kind of the coordinating council for the overseeing of these funds. And it's done that way because somewhere in the neighborhood of about $210 million of these monies are put in funds that are overseen by the Energy Commission and the Air Resources Board. Another $100 million of the money is overseen by the Energy Commission and the Public Interest Energy Research Program and the Natural Gas Public Interest Energy Research Program. And then various other funds are deposited at the Resources Agency and at the Office of the Secretary of Cal-EPA and other agencies, the PUC. So the idea is to take the agencies that currently sit on the Climate Action Team, to put them onto a coordinating council, to require them in a public hearing to develop a strategic development and demonstration plan to say, here's how we're going to spend these monies to deliver on clean fuels, on renewable technology, and on the various investments that the state has called for in law. That plan is then presented to the budget committees and subcommittees in the legislature that you all are on for review and comment, as well as approval in the sense of the overall plan. The bill does not, as has been suggested by some, invite specific projects to be funded, but rather to give us an overall strategic plan. I should mention that this is the next iteration of a bill Senator Parada authored last year, but was vetoed by the governor, SB 660. And we've attempted to conform to many of the suggestions that the administration made in the governor's veto message. The last thing I would say, and for those senators, I know Senator Lowenthal has been involved in this, Senator Dutton, the vice chair of the Budget Committee. There is a very active discussion going on between the Public Utilities Commission and the Senate right now over what is called the Climate Institute, which was created by order of the PUC. And this bill, to the extent there is a need to sort of articulate in legislation what a robust strategic climate and energy research program should look like, this bill is, I think, is Senator Parada's at least first effort to put that into print. He would ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Lipper. Before we hear from your witnesses, what I'd like to do is ask the clerk to establish a quorum.
Simidian.
Here.
Runner. Anastad.
Here.
Corbett. Flores.
Here.
Kuehl.
Here.
Lowenthal.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The quorum has been established. Mr. Lipper, you have witnesses?
Yes, I do.
Witnesses in support.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Smitty and members of the committee. My name is Lewis Bloomberg. I'm director of the Climate Change Team for the Nature Conservancy of California. We're here in support of the bill. We think this is an excellent measure. It positions the state well. In addition to all the points that Mr. Lipper raised, it positions the state well to capture federal funds that could become available should the Lieberman-Warner bill pass in Congress. In that bill, 18% of the funds would be available to projects that deal with climate change adaptation. And in order for states to qualify for those funds, they need to have a state adaptation plan. The research that this bill would help fund and the plan that it would help organize would lead us towards that goal of developing a plan and allow us to capture those funds. We think this is a good measure, and we urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support?
Reed Addis on behalf of California Audubon, also in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other witnesses in support of the measure?
Bonnie Holmes-Jen with the American Lung Association of California, and I'd like to also say we support the bill. We think it's important to involve all the state agencies in developing effective plans for AB 32 implementation, and we add our support.
Thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Witnesses in opposition? Any witnesses in opposition? If not, are there any comments? We have a motion from Senator Lowenthal. Are there comments or questions from members of the committee? If not, Mr. Lipper, would you like to close?
Senator Parada would ask for an aye vote.
Thank you very much. Any final comments or questions? Call the roll.
Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Runner. Anastad.
No.
Anastad, no. Corbett. Flores.
Aye.
Flores, aye. Kuehl.
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Four yes, one no.
Thank you very much. We will hold the roll open for absent members to add on for five more minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We're going to ask the clerk of the Senate Committee on the Environmental Quality to lift the call on Senate Bill 1760. This is Mr. Parada's bill, SB 1760. Could the clerk please call the absent members?
Brenner?
No.
Brenner, no. Corbett? Present vote, 4-2.
Thank you. That bill has sufficient votes, but we will hold the roll open without objection for another 5 minutes. Thank you very much. This is Senate Environmental Quality Committee. We're going to ask the clerk to call the absent members, open the roll and call the absent members for Senate Bill 1760, the only bill on our agenda today. Call the absent members.
Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. 5-2.
That bill is out on a 5-2 vote. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.